USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is again spending Thanksgiving on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket at the home of billionaire David Rubenstein. The president landed at Nantucket Memorial Airport Tuesday night, along with First Lady Jill Biden and his children Hunter and Ashley. Gas prices are hovering below $3.60 a gallon on Thanksgiving as Americans travel to enjoy the holiday with family and friends. AAA saying the average price is $3.58 a gallon. Texas leads the nation with the lowest price at $2.93. Hawaii has the most expensive gas at $5.19 a gallon. Consumer sentiment is down this month compared to last month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index came in at just under 57 in November's final reading. It was sitting at about 60 in October. The vast majority of those who participated in the survey said it's not the right time to buy a home. To that end, one top official said wealthier households are dealing with falling home values. As you prepare to sit down for that Thanksgiving meal, a new study is shedding some light on some of the more popular food dishes served on Thanksgiving.
It turns out the traditional Thanksgiving dishes may not be the favorites. Turkey is in shorter supply this year thanks to the avian flu, but that may be just fine as a study finds nearly 30% of American adults don't like turkey anyway. The Vacationer, an online travel guide, surveyed Americans across the country. Cranberry sauce is number one on the dislike list, while turkey is number two. Green bean casserole is number three. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A vigil was held Wednesday night in Chesapeake, Virginia, after a Walmart manager opened fire, killing six of his co-workers before killing himself. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Republicans continue to blame the Biden administration for record numbers of illegal border crossings, human smuggling, and fentanyl overdose deaths. A group of GOP lawmakers led by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy visited the border, calling for the head of DHS to resign. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw reacts to the White House claiming that Republicans have no plan to deal with the border and are only pulling political stunts.
I'm so disgusted by everything that comes out of the press secretary's mouth these days. Of course we have a plan. I just told you about the bill I've introduced. I've introduced other bills that would fix the asylum process, that would fix the Flores settlement. These are the things that actually create the problem. You know what else our plan would be? Having the State Department do its job.
The 21st annual National Dog Show will air Thanksgiving Day. Co-host of the show, actor John O'Hurley, says more than 1,500 dogs from 212 breeds will strut their stuff in hopes of maybe getting a shot at Best in Show.
Really, this is a celebration of the rich history of breeding.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The National Dog Show airs on NBC after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Football fans are being treated to a triple header. Currently, the Detroit Lions are playing host to the Buffalo Bills. This is the second game in a row the Bills have played in Detroit. And the Dallas Cowboys will host the New York Giants later today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.